Das Bundesliga Show on the Soccer Gambling Podcast Network is presented by MyBookie.ag. Winning season continues at MyBookie, and they're now offering a free $20 bet with the promo code SGP20. That's MyBookie.ag, promo code SGP20 to get a free $20 bet with your first deposit. We're also brought to you by Fry Fantasy. Fry Fantasy is a new daily sports app built specifically for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use the promo code SGP for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's ThryFantasy.com, promo code SGP. Sign up and prop up today. And finally, we're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy to start your own sportsbook. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. Just head over to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. You are listening to Das Bundesliga Show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGPSoccer. You can find all of my other content over at my website, lockbetting.com. When I'm talking about additional content, I'm not just talking about paid picks. I'm not just talking about my betting packages, sorry. I'm talking about additional podcasts as well. The European Show is the crown jewel over there at lockbetting.com, and it returns this weekend. For those of you guys that enjoyed those international shows, the Nations League shows that we did, the European Show is the same format, because I didn't pick every Nations League game. I selected the ones that I wanted to do, and it was a very successful format. We went 100% with the locks across this international window, 4-0, and that is what the European Show is. We look at all of the leagues across Europe. I narrow it down to 6 to 10 picks, and then we talk about them over at the European Show. And that show costs you $2.50 a week, so $10 a month. It's a good entry-level package into lockbetting.com to find out what we do over there. And then maybe you can upgrade to be a part of the top winning package, which this month has already made £2,200. And we're only halfway through the month. A thousand of that came from a futures pick on the Lakers to win the NBA championship. We waited 15 months for that to cash, but it does go towards the monthly P&L for this month. So 2,200 already. Lockbetting.com, still time to sign up. 25-10 ATS on the NFL so far this season. And that's coming off my first losing week. Looked like it was going to be a winning week, but we've got those last two games very, very wrong. Still don't understand how a Tennessee team with absolutely no preparation ended up beating Buffalo, who looked good all season. But that is the NFL. And it was a good wake-up call, because we can really get our head down and bounce back this week, because it was looking too easy. And I should know better, because I know this league isn't easy. It's one of the most difficult sports to bet in the world, and it's very, very well handicapped. I mean, the handicappers spend the most time getting those lines right, because it's the most bet sport in the US. So those lines are very, very sharp and accurate. And for the books to be hammered as badly as they have done at the start, there's obviously going to be some retribution. And I think week five wasn't the best for most people, and we were certainly victims of that towards the end. Although we looked fine going into Monday night, we were on the wrong side of New Orleans and Buffalo Bills and ended up coming out with our first loss. So looking for a bounce back there. We're honest, I'll tell you as it is. I don't just come in here talking about wins and wins and wins. If it seems like I do, it's because I run a website that has 89 months of consecutive tracked profit. That's why I'm always talking about wins. But if we lose, we lose. And we're looking for a bounce back here on the NFL. And if you want to check out my NFL podcast, head over to The Dirty Sheets. That's where I do my NFL show. It's on my wrestling feed. Just search The Dirty Sheets podcast. And you'll find our NFL show, and me and Cav break down all of the lines. Not as extensively as Sean and Ryan do over here. It's a much quicker show, but you get the point. You get our picks. And then if you sign up at lockben.com, you'll get the picks that I'm tied to and that I will make official and that will go onto my P&L spreadsheet over at lockbetting.com. Looking at the week ahead here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast, it's a manic busy week, probably one of the busiest weeks that we have because the Champions League is back. We're going to start here with Das Bundesliga show, and then in around about 4 to 6 hours' time, the EPL show will be released. The reason these shows are coming out on the same day is because of the international window. I didn't want to handicap these games until I knew that all the players were back fit and healthy. Obviously, if key players are missing, that changes the way that we cap the games or the opinion that we have on the games. Therefore, we needed to wait for everybody to be back. Now everybody has returned to their clubs. We can start to break down these Bundesliga games and, of course, the EPL games as well. I will still be doing a longer EPL show where I'll be looking at the results of Manchester United and Liverpool in the last match day. And then next week, well, starting from Sunday, we're going to focus on the Champions League. So the Champions League futures preview will be coming out on Sunday, shortly followed by on Monday, where we'll be looking at match day one. So those shows are going to come out quite close together, but there will be plenty of time to listen to those because the Champions League doesn't start till Tuesday night. And then there will be a little bit of a gap, and then we'll get back into our routine with Das Bundesliga show and the EPL show. So across the next 7 days, you are going to get 6 shows, 2 for the Champions League, 2 today, and then the 2 regular shows that you usually get every week. So 2 Bundesliga shows, 2 Premier League shows, 2 Champions League shows as well. And for people asking for the Europa League is going to be exclusive to lockbetting.com. I know we covered it here on the summer, but that was because it was special circumstances, a special tournament. It was to make up for the fact we were supposed to cover Euro 2020, which is now Euro 2021. That's why we did the Europa League and the Champions League collectively. But the home of the Europa League is lockbetting.com, and that will begin with a Europa League preview, and then we'll be looking at the games for match day one. And the Europa League show over at lockbetting.com has the same format as the Nations League shows you've just heard, and the European show as well. We look at all of the games because there's a load of them. We pick the best ones and we break it down. So it is kind of like getting elite picks for a very, very small price. So make sure that you check that out. That's the Europa League show, Europa League futures preview show, and the Europa League match day one exclusive to lockbetting.com. But right here, you're going to get 6 shows anyway across the next 7 days. So let's begin with this one. Let's start with Das Bundesliga show here, looking at the games beginning on Saturday. We start with a big one here. It's 18.99 Hoffenheim going up against Borussia Dortmund, where Hoffenheim are available here at 29-10. It's 16-5 the draw, and it's 7-10 here on Borussia Dortmund. I'm not understanding here why you have Borussia Dortmund as such a significant favourite. The last time they played away from home, they lost to Augsburg, and Hoffenheim beat Bayern Munich 4-1 in their last home game. So to make Dortmund favourites is fine with me, but to make them significant odds on favourites here like this, I'm not quite understanding, because I don't think there's any way that Dortmund go into Hoffenheim and win this game comfortably. I think if they do end up winning this game, it's going to be a narrow scrap and Dortmund end up winning some kind of shootout here. Borussia Dortmund's games featured an average of 3.68 goals per game last season, which is why I'm leaning towards a shootout and some goals here. Both teams have scored in 19 of Hoffenheim's 34 league matches last campaign. But Hoffenheim have won 5 of their last 6 Bundesliga matches, if you continue that on to last season. So they're in a good position to take something from this game. I do like them on the double chance, but if you want to be extra safe, Hoffenheim are the same price here with a 1-goal start on the Asian handicap line as Dortmund are to win this game. And look at the form of these two teams. What would you prefer to be on? Would you like Hoffenheim getting a goal, which can push if Dortmund win by 1 goal, so you get your money back, Or do you want to be on this Dortmund team to go and do what Bayern Munich couldn't do and beat this in-form Hoffenheim team off the back of losing their last away game to Augsburg? I want to be on Hoffenheim plus one here at 7-10. This pushes if Dortmund win by a goal. And if Dortmund do win, I think it will be by a goal in a shootout, possibly 3-2 if I was to pick a scoreline. But I'm going to go with Hoffenheim plus one. And my lean here would be for this match to play out into a score draw here. Up next, we look at Augsburg versus RB Leipzig, where Augsburg are the 19-4 underdogs. It's 7-2 to draw, and it's 8-15 on Leipzig. We just actually spoke about Augsburg because their last home game saw them beat Borussia Dortmund at home. And they're going to be competitive in this one. They're going to make themselves difficult to break down. I don't think this is going to be a game with loads of goals, because I don't think that's going to be Leipzig's MO this season, where they end up winning games by scoring 4, 5 or 6, because obviously they have lost Timo Werner. But at the same time, they are more defensively astute. So I think this is going to be a low scoring game where Leipzig are trying to break Augsburg down. And I do think inevitably they do get the breakthrough. But because of the pattern of play that I'm anticipating, I'm going to go for the under 3 goals here in this one, because that's where the line is set. It's over under 3. And you can get the under 3 here at plus money. You can get that at 11-10. So that's what I'm going to go with here, because I think there's going to be a very definitive pattern of play. Augsburg are going to be sitting back and trying to counter, which they did very successfully against Dortmund. So why would you not apply the same philosophy and tactics here? And RB Leipzig are going to be having a lot of the ball, trying to break this team down. But obviously they don't have that cutting edge penetration that they had with Werner. So you're not expecting them to put 4-5 here past this Augsburg team. Not that they did that with great regularity last season. Obviously, there were some big scores that Leipzig got and they ran up scorelines. And obviously, they beat Schalke last time they played. Last time was 4-0. But Schalke are a fucking dumpster fire at the moment. So you can't read too much into that. I think Augsburg are going to be a much more difficult fish to fry. They're going to take much longer to break down. And I think by the time the breakthrough comes, you're going to be looking at either it being at the end of the first half, 30-45 minute mark towards the end of the first half, or maybe even getting through to the second half without a goal here, which would be even more beneficial to our play. But even if there is a goal in the first half, I still like this play because it pushes on 3. So if Leipzig do win this game 3-0 or 2-1 or whatever, you still end up getting the push on 3. I just don't see 4 goals in this one. So that's why I'm taking the under here at plus money in Augsburg versus Leipzig. Up next, you get Hertha Berlin versus Stuttgart, where Hertha are the 6-5 favourites. It's 14-5 to draw, and it's 23-10 here on Stuttgart. This is decent value, actually, on Hertha. Hertha haven't had a terrible start to the season. They were just seconds away on 2 occasions from getting a point against Bayern Munich and ended up conceding right at the end. They really did exploit Bayern Munich's defensive issues. So I'm very confident here taking them against a Stuttgart team who are obviously newly promoted this season. But they've actually made a solid start here. Stuttgart sit above Hertha Berlin in the table. They've got 1 win, 1 loss and 1 draw. Their last game saw them scrap a draw against Leverkusen at home. Their last away game saw them win 4-1 away to Mainz. So a relatively decent start from a Stuttgart team that I thought would struggle last season because they scrapped their way into this league. Hertha Berlin, as I mentioned, have started with 2 defeats. They started with a win against Werder Bremen, and then they played really poorly on a Friday night game against Eintracht Frankfurt. But obviously, despite losing, that Bayern game was a bit of a bounce back because they really went toe-to-toe with Bayern Munich. And I think if you have the ability to do that, and you're coming in and looking ahead to the Stuttgart game, it's got to be a must-win situation for you, especially with Leipzig ahead the following week. So I do think Hertha Berlin win this game. I think they have got the better quality. And I think Stuttgart really rode their luck in their last game, getting that point against Leverkusen. Whereas, by contrast, Hertha Berlin were very unlucky to lose to Bayern Munich. They were 2-2 going into the final 5 minutes of that game, went 3-2 down, then managed to get themselves an equaliser and then still conceded again in injury time That's what can happen when one team have Robert Lewandowski. Well, they're not facing Robert Lewandowski this weekend. And as shitty as it would have felt afterwards, coming off the pitch, losing that game 4-3 after being so close to taking something from the champions and the Champions League winners, they will feel good about it now going into this game 2 weeks later. They'll know that they pushed the champions right to the edge, and now they have Stuttgart on deck here at home. I think they get the win here. So Hertha Berlin at plus money here is going to be my pick for this one. Up next, you have Mons versus Bayer Leverkusen, where Mons are available at 9-2. It's 10-3 to draw, and it's 4-6 here on Bayer Leverkusen. Bayer Leverkusen have not made an ideal start to the season. They've only got 3 points out of a possible 9, but they're unbeaten. So what does that mean? It means they've drawn every single game. Now, obviously, it's acceptable to draw at home to RB Leipzig because they drew that game twice last season as well. But their other results haven't been so good. 0-0 draw at the start of the season away to Wolfsburg. And then last time out, they blew a 1-0 lead here against Stuttgart. This game against Mons obviously represents an opportunity to get right and to get their first win of the season. And then possibly their start won't look so bad. Mons have been one of the worst teams in the Bundesliga so far this season. Started with a 3-1 away defeat against RB Leipzig, which is relatively respectable. And then they've just been absolutely tonked. They got tonked 4-1 at home to Stuttgart, who are newly promoted. And then last time, they lost 4-0 away to Union Berlin. This isn't RB Leipzig or Bayern Munich or Dortmund. This is Union Berlin. You're getting beaten by 4-0. So the only way Schalke stay in the league this season is there are significantly worse teams. And I think when you're looking at teams like Mons and Cologne and the way that they've started, they could be worse than Schalke. So they could offer Schalke a lifeline to not get relegated this season. So this is a no-brainer pick for me, especially at 4-6 minus 150. I'm going to go for Leverkusen to remain unbeaten, but to also pick up their first win of the season. That'll take them to 6 points from 12. It'll start to look a little bit better, and then they'll hopefully, for their sake, move up the table towards the Champions League positions where they should be. So Leverkusen here is the pick at 4-6 at Mons to get their first win of the season. Up next, we look at Freiburg versus Werder Bremen, where Freiburg are available here at 5-4. It's 5-2 to draw, and it's 21-10 on Werder Bremen. This Werder Bremen team are a difficult team to handicap because they continue to be better away from home than they are at home. So they're in an away spot here against a Freiburg team who have made a relatively decent start to the season, despite the fact they lost the last game 4-0 away to Dortmund. And a 1-1 draw at home to Wolfsburg and started the season with a 3-2 win away to Stuttgart. As for Werder Bremen, as I said, their win this season has come away from home, and that was against Schalke. I don't know how much you read into that. They started the season with a 4-1 home defeat against Hertha Berlin, and last time out they got a home win, a rare home win against Arminia Bielefeld by 1-0. So they're already on 6 points this season, so they don't look like they're going to be involved in some kind of relegation dog scrap here. And I like them here to get something away to Freiburg. You can take them here on the double chance, which is for them to avoid a defeat. You'd have to get it at 5-8, so obviously it's a bit chalky, but I still like the play. I don't see Freiburg winning this game. I think Werder Bremen are very competent, especially away from home. But I also like them on the pick, so you can take them here on the pick market at 6-5, or 5-4 actually is a better price. You can take them here at 5-4 to get the win. And if it ends up being a draw, you get your money back. So that's the draw no bet pick market here for Werder Bremen in a game where I see them getting something here at Freiburg. Don't forget, guys, everything that I'm giving out here, you can go and find it over at mybookie.ag, the official sponsor here of the Sports Gambling Podcast and the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can join now using our promo code SGP20. And if you do that, you grab a free $20 wager with your first deposit to bet on anything in the sports book. That's right, my bookie is giving you the chance to make your first bet a winning one, and that's on the house. And if you like free stuff, and quite frankly, who doesn't, you need to go and check out thrivefantasy.com. Use the promo code SGP there when you sign up today, and you will receive an instant match up to $50 on your first deposit. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or the Play Store, or by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and prop up today, and don't forget to use our promo code SGP. Also, one last thing, make sure you check out Ace Per Head if you're thinking about starting your own sportsbook and you don't know how. Ace will help you start that sportsbook. They'll provide you with an all-inclusive professional betting site with all the lines updated in a second and wages graded immediately. Top-notch 24/7 customer support, sharp lines, live betting, and an amazing mobile betting experience. You get started today. Ace is offering up to 6 weeks for free. More free stuff here. Just head over to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Up next, we look at the Bayern game, where they travel to newly promoted Arminia Bielefeld, where Bielefeld are 12-1 to win this game. It's 15-2 to draw, and it's 1-5 on Bayern Munich, obviously heavy favourites to win this game. Bayern have won 21 of their 23 league games, scoring 3 or more in 14 of those wins. Whereas Arminia Bielefeld's three league games have featured just 4 goals, with them only scoring twice. So I said that this was a heavy, heavy under team at the start of the season, and they've cashed unders in every single game. And this, I think, won't necessarily be an under, but it will have a very definitive pattern of play where Bayern Munich are pressing all of the action, looking for a breakthrough, and that breakthrough is what they're going to get. And unlike other teams that have played Bayern Munich in recent weeks, I don't think they have that attacking intent, so I don't think they're going to score in this game. Bayern have actually kept clean sheets in 5 of their last 7 away games, so they are capable of being defensively solid. They just haven't been recently. We've seen them leaking a lot of goals. We saw them win 3-2 against Borussia Dortmund in the Super Cup. We saw them win 4-3 against Hertha Berlin, and prior to that we saw them lose 4-1 to Hoffenheim. So they have been shipping some goals. That does add up to 9 goals across their last 3. So across this international break, they'll be looking back to fix that solution, because conceding 9 goals in 3 games when the European champions isn't acceptable. So Bayern will want to get that right, and this represents an opportunity to get right against a Bielefeld team that don't possess a lot of attacking threat. They will want to sit back. They will make themselves difficult to break down. I wouldn't be surprised if there's only 2 or 3 goals in this game, with Bayern scoring all of them. 2-0 would be my score prediction for this game, but my pick would be Bayern to get right defensively, win this game with a clean sheet, something they've done in 5 of the last 7 away games, and you can get that at 6-4. So huge plus money here on Bayern Munich winning this game without Bielefeld scoring against them, and that's a real possibility. If you know Bielefeld and you watch Bielefeld and you follow them last season, you'll know that there's a real good chance that Bayern Munich just about grind out a 2 or maybe 3-0 win here in this one. So Bayern Munich to nil at 6-4 plus money here for this one. The final game on Saturday sees Borussia Mönchengladbach hosting Wolfsburg, where Borussia Mönchengladbach are available at 17-20, 14-5 the draw, and it's 3-1 on Wolfsburg. This is a difficult game to call, because Borussia Mönchengladbach haven't made a great start to the season. They've won 4 of their previous 6 Bundesliga fixtures overall, when you take it back to last season. These are two teams whose games feature quite a few goals. Wolfsburg's matches feature an average of 2.76 goals per game last season, with both teams scoring in 23 of Borussia Mönchengladbach's 34 league assignments last season. So I think you'd be safe going with the both teams to score in this one. This is going to be the late night game on Saturday night. It's obviously going to be televised. I don't think anyone's going to watch it, though, because you're going up against a serious slate of Premier League games on Saturday. We are talking about Everton versus Liverpool, Manchester City versus Arsenal, and Newcastle versus Manchester United, all airing on Saturday. So I don't think Bundesliga is going to get much airtime. We'll be talking about those EPL games over on the EPL show, of course. But here, both teams to score is the pick, and that's available at 4-6 plus 150 for this one. Moving on to Sunday's games, we have Cologne versus Eintracht Frankfurt, where Cologne are available at 11-5. It's 14-5 to draw, and it's 6-5 here on Eintracht Frankfurt. Interesting game here, because Cologne, going into the Bundesliga, after the lockdown period, were a hot team. They were in very, very good form. They wanted to build on that as they continued the season and see how high they could finish. And they were awful. And they've started this season awful as well. And at plus money here at 6-5, it represents a good opportunity here for Frankfurt to get an away win. Frankfurt have actually only lost one of the last 11 Bundesliga matches. Cologne finished last season without a win in 10 league games and have lost all three of their fixtures this season. And both teams have scored in each of Frankfurt's last seven encounters. So, whereas you can expect both teams to score here, and that is a viable bet, I am going to take Eintracht Frankfurt here at plus money against the team that didn't get any wins when the season continued, haven't got any this season. They clearly continue, struggle under these conditions. And Eintracht Frankfurt are looking to continue what they're doing, which is only losing one of their last 11 Bundesliga matches. I think a turning point for Eintracht Frankfurt was how close they came to winning the final, how they competed in the Pokal final against Bayern Munich. They've been pretty good since then. And I like Frankfurt here at plus money to win this game at 6-5. The final game we look at here is Schalke versus Union Berlin, where you're probably thinking this is an auto fade spot. And maybe it is. We'll talk about it in a second. Schalke are the 2-1 underdogs here. It's 9-4 the draw, and it's 8-5 on Union Berlin. Now, Schalke should be an auto fade spot because they have looked awful this season when we look at their results. 8-0. They started the season losing at Bayern Munich, 3-1 at home to Werder Bremen, and then 4-0 away to Leipzig. They have a change of manager for that Leipzig game. Didn't do anything for them. But here's the thing. This is a team that are one of the biggest five teams in Germany. This is a team that do have the players to comfortably be in the top half of this league. And this is a team who have prepared for this one game here now for 2 weeks, and they solidly need to get something from it. They also played a game during the international break, a friendly game where they beat Paderborn 5-1. So that does bode well for them. They're also coming up here against a Union Berlin team that don't really scare me. Union Berlin did win their last game in the league 4-0 away to Mons. They have got a point away to Borussia Mönchengladbach, but they did start the season with a 3-1 home defeat against Augsburg, who are having a good season. But still, it's a 3-1 home defeat against Augsburg. They now come here against the Schalke team as favourites, with everybody expecting them to win. Look, this is Union Berlin, a team that survived last season on the final day of the Bundesliga season, a team that haven't got players who are as good as Schalke, are not a bigger club as Schalke are. Yes, they've got 4 points so far, and they're not going to be struggling to stay in the league this season like Schalke are. But under new management, and having 2 weeks to prepare just for this game, and knowing the type of players that Schalke have, this represents a massive opportunity for Schalke to get right here. And if you don't like it at 2-1, you can take Schalke here as a pick to win this game at 11-10. So you can get plus money here on them as a pick. You can get them at 4-7 on the double chance to avoid a defeat. And I do think they will be able to avoid a defeat here. Or you can take the big stab on them to win this game at 2-1. Look, you have no supporting data here at all. This is purely a hunch. Schalke are winless in their last 19 Bundesliga matches, losing each of their last six. They have conceded 15 goals and scored just once in three league games this season. And Union Berlin have collected 4 points from their first three fixtures. So we have zero statistical data here to go on. But I'm going to go for Schalke as a pick to get their first win of the season, having the preparation they've had for 2 weeks, an all-out effort for their new manager. These better players turn up and win this game as an underdog. Like it at 2-1. Love it at 11-10 as a pick here for Schalke. Probably the most surprising pick of this podcast for sure. Closing out with the lock on this show. Can't really look past Bayer Leverkusen to win that game against Mons. Three draws so far. Mons have had a terrible start to the season. This represents a chance for Leverkusen to get off the mark in terms of winning and get their first win of the season. I like it at 4-6 minus 150. So Bayer Leverkusen are going to be the lock. For the dog, I was leaning towards Schalke, but I think it makes more sense to take Bayern Munich to win to nil, which is available at 6-4. You're not going to get that price often this season. Arminia Bielefeld are not free scoring goal scorers. And here you're getting Bayern Munich at 6-4 to keep a clean sheet, something they've done in 5 of the last 7 away games. And the price has been driven up by how bad Bayern Munich have been defending recently. As for the parlay, I'm going to go for a pick parlay here. Ajax Frankfurt as a pick, so draw no bet. Hertha Berlin as a pick, draw no bet. Both of those, if they come through together, that pays out at 6-4, so plus 150 as well. Obviously, if one of them gets a draw, you end up with a push. If one of them loses, you lose the whole bet. But that's going to be the parlay here. Ajax Frankfurt as a pick and Hertha Berlin as a pick as well. That concludes your Bundesliga show. Don't forget to check out the EPL show and the Champions League shows next week. Good luck with all of your bets as always. And thanks for listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.